Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
And so, please allow me to go before the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. And Lord, I'm just asking, God, that you would just give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Our Chief Physician. Jesus, Our Chief Physician. Now, praise God for good doctors and nurses. And when I go visit one, I always look at the wall, and it has all their credentials, and underneath it, it says practitioner. What does that boil down? They're practicing on you. They're going by a blueprint that these doctors put together. Some of them are good and great. I'm not going to knock it. But some of it is just blueprint protocol. I'm here to let you know that every one of us is individually made differently. And God knows each and every one of us because He created us. He knows exactly every cell and fiber of your being is different from your brother or your sister right next to you right now. You are unique with God. And God is the one that knows how to fix you. He's the one that knows how to heal you. He's the one that will speak to your spirit and let you know that everything's going to be all right. How many believe that everything's going to be all right? One quick little just announcement before you guys leave this place. Sister Yolanda labored last night and made some good lasagna for you guys. So don't just run out. You're going to have El Gordo Tacos tomorrow. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah 53. And we're going to read verses 4 through 6, actually. And so, and it reads, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded. Say that with me. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are what?
Are healed.
Are healed. Say that again. Are healed. And then verse 6 says, all we sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord, look at this, has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know what that means in layman's terms? Everything that's rotten about us, from the core of our innermost being, because the Bible says, everyone have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every vile and wicked thing that we have in this flesh, it was nailed on the cross and he took it all for us. That's what it means. He has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So everything, this is why he knows how to fix us. This is why he knows how when we call upon the name of the Lord, he will answer. Does he answer right then and there? Sometimes he does. Does he answer a couple days later? Yes, he does. We have seen this with our own eyes. God is showing us this body here at Amazing Grace, his miraculous power. Listen, don't despise small things. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. There's power in the midst of you. There's power of God inside of you. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so, we're going to look at the Apostle John as well. Because after walking 3.5 years with the Lord, it was evident to him, as well as all the disciples of Jesus, that right up here, healing is God's will for mankind. Can I get amen? Amen? That's right, it is. Or he would have wrote it down in Scripture. Let's go to 3 John 2. Look at this, right up here. Beloved, I pray that you may what? Prosper in all things and be in what?
Health.
Just as your soul prospers. So here, we're here because we were physically able to come in to this Sunday morning service. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. We're still able to do that. We still can walk. We can still get to and fro. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But because we are prospering spiritually, he says, what? In all things, be in health. Be in health. So we're going to see this morning that it's God's will that we have a healthy life. Can I get amen? To be in health. And I'm praying that God will deliver us even from these pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes.
You know, the illicit drugs you have, I don't know what we used to be involved in. Crystal meth, cocaine, weed. Come on. Liquid eye drop acid in your eye. Oh, come on. Been there, done that. Liquor. Oh, come on. I used to spray paint on a sock. Oh, yeah. We all huff. I was a huffer at one time. It was called huffing. All these things didn't bring me joy or happiness or being content. It brought misery. It brought heartache. And so, saints, unfortunately, many Christians don't realize that God desires for them to live in health. Oh, that's right. And here's the key right here. Right here, this scripture right up here. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Here's what it boils down to. Being biblically illiterate. What does that mean? That means we don't read our Bible to find out how God deals with us, how he deals with our nature, how he heals us, how he speaks to us, how we live and follow and are led by him. You see, the apostles understood when they observed him, they touched him, they embraced him, they followed him. He would go up right there to the shoreline and told a lot of them, drop your nets and follow me. These were fishermen. You know their hands. Their hands are what? Smelt like what? They didn't smell like Johnny Depp's cologne. What did they smell like? It was horrible. It was stench of fish. And yet, God chose them. Did you know what? God chose us. And we didn't go to no Bible college. Oh, come on. Come on. We didn't go to a theological class. He called us right where we were. This is what I love about God. He says, come as you are. He didn't say, get cleaned up and then come in. Guess what? That would never happen then. Because we could never clean ourselves. Can I get amen? We could never be right before God. It's his grace and his mercy and his righteousness that we have become righteous in his sight. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It's what he has done, not what we have done for him or we have done for one another. Get us and self out of the way. It's all about God. And look at this in 1 Peter right up here. In 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our what? Our sins in his own body on the tree when he hung on that tree. He bore all of our sins, past, present, and even the ones in the future, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. How many are so blessed to know that you were healed? When you gave your Some of you, when you cried out to God, some of you after your baptism, wherever you your faith reached Him, you were changed from that moment on. And guess what? We go from faith to faith, glory to glory. We don't arrive in one day. Can I get amen? Amen. And none of us arrive. I haven't arrived nowhere. As you grow, I grow. You know why? As you grow, that puts me to study, to learn more, to bless you with the Word of God. What God has called pastors around the world, all He said is, feed my sheep. And that's what we're called to do, is to feed the sheep of God. You don't belong to Amazing Grace. You don't belong to a denomination. You belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is the venue where He has placed you for right now. And so grow. Take advantage of it. Grow. Embrace it. Run with it. You see, saints, I personally don't want anyone to be found ignorant about health and healing. As a pastor, we need to look at these scriptures. Can I get amen? We need to have full comprehension of what God says on how He can heal us. And let me just say this. Whatever may be plaguing you now or ailing you now, when you gave your heart to God, do not let that now be a burden to you. Amen. In other words, your past is now under the blood. So what? So what if you did things to yourself? It doesn't matter because God has forgiven that. Now let it go. Can I get amen? And walk in the grace now. Say, you know what? I'm a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's good. So we're new creatures in Christ. Oh, that's right. The immune deficiencies that I have, I knew from a kid. Because all I wanted to do was eat ice cream and pizza. So it caught up with my latter years. So yeah, I know I did it to myself, but guess what? I'm not going, oh, me now. I said, you know what? I got hope now in Christ. Right. Hallelujah. I got healing from Jesus. He will sustain me. He will see me through. He will deliver me now. Can I get an amen? Amen. Never condemn yourself. Because the Bible says there is now no longer any condemnation. No longer any condemnation. Don't let the enemy, don't let the devil lie to you. It's because of you. You know what? Next time he comes and harasses you, harass him back. Guess what, devil? You're going to be cast into the lake of fire any moment soon. And I'm going to get a front view of it. The Bible says in Revelation, everyone's going to say, that was Satan? That little old thing? You know, when I read that scripture, you know what came to mind? I don't know if you ever watched any of those movies called Lord of the Rings, but to me, that little creature that's called Precious, to me, when I read the scripture, I go, that's what he looks like that. This tiny little creepster. A creepster. And he comes to buffet us. He comes to be the boogeyman, boo in your life. But greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. You got to believe that God is greater than any circumstance that you could ever run into. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Brother, I'm looking at you right now that God's going to do something mighty today. In your life. You're not here by circumstance. You're not here by coincidence. You're not here by invitation. God woke you up to bring you here so that you would receive that only you could receive. Not from anybody else, but from Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I see a man of valor here being raised up. I see a man that's going to get on fire for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're going to be a mighty man, and people are going to have a paradigm change about you. They're going to go, man, I didn't know this big guy is going to have a teddy bear heart for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Look what Paul wrote to the Hebrew church right here. Look at this. Who been in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our what?
Our sins.
So after he purged our sins, it says he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know that it is done. That's why this little thing that Sister Stump gave us. It is finished. The work on the cross is finished. We shall no longer be worried and plagued on what's coming our way or what comes upon us. You know why? Because you just lied. The liar, the father of lies, is trying to get your mind off of God. And so, Jesus is our what? Perfect representation. So if you look at this scripture, it says, who been in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the power of his word. All things by the power of its word. This is what's called the perfect representation. You know why? Because everything he purged for us. Thank you, God. And by looking at Jesus' life, we can see the character of God, how he operates, who he is. The apostles and disciples at this time, they had greater glory than us. Why? Because they handled him. They embraced him. They touched him. They spoke to him. But guess what? Soon and very soon, we're going to see him face to face. And the Bible says we're going to be just like him. Can I get an amen? So it is God's own mindset that we would walk in health, that he would heal us. Let me just ask you this question. What was the main thing that Jesus came to do? Go ahead, you throw some words out. What did he come to do?
Reconcile
us back to the Father. That's good. What else? Right. Two things that we're going to see in Scripture right now. Two things. He came to heal us, and he also came to cast out demons. Because there's a lot of demonic oppression and depression and possession in our day to day. And so, let's all go back in time to the Gospels, to the book of Luke. Let's go right here. And Luke 6:17 and 19. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with the crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be what? Healed of their diseases. My goodness, my goodness. Now, so these people were coming out of the woodworks. You got to remember, there was no social media here. There was no texting, no Facebooking, no YouTube. Now it's called X, so there's no more Twitter. There's none of that. They had none of that. They went town by town by word of mouth. Some of them sprinted from one village to another. Guess who's coming to town? You know, we get all excited because we can see who's coming to certain ministries. Like one that I hope we don't miss coming up. I believe, is it in April or May? It's Billy Graham's.
March.
It's going to be at the amphitheater in East Lake area. It's a Saturday, am I correct?
Yes.
The 9th. I want to encourage all of you. Three of Amazing Grace members already signed up to be, believe, prayer counselors. People that give their life to Christ and they'll follow up with them on that. I've done many of those kind of crusades in my younger year, but this is your opportunity to get involved. Can I get amen? And so see, Sister Jessica, Sister Catherine, Sister Carla, regarding if you want to be involved in that, There's one document I fill out, and then I email it back to them, and that puts you on the team. Amen? So see them about that. But look at this. They came to hear and be healed of their diseases. Now look at verse 18 up here. As well as those who were tormented with what? Unclean spirits. They were healed. So he came to deliver them. Can I get an amen? And do you know there's people today that still need to be delivered? Can I get an amen? Oh, come on. Look at this. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for the power went out from him and healed them all. Healed them all. Did you catch that? It didn't say some were healed. He healed them all. Why? Because they had a hunger and a thirst for him. Their doctors failed them. Their counselors failed them. Their witch medicine failed them. Their voodoo failed them. Their idolatry failed them. But the true and living God was right there in the midst of them. And so they ran, hallelujah. They ran to the one that could only touch their innermost being. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so we're going to look at biblical principles this morning regarding healing and regarding why Jesus came. And number one, we're going to see this. It's all about the grace of God. Can I get amen? Amen. It was grace that he left his throne to die for our sins. It was grace that every one of our sins has been nailed to the cross. It's by grace the gospel was preached to us, and by grace he has saved us. Grace, grace, grace. It's not the kind of grace we think that we just do anything in life and get away with. No. That's called, John Hagee calls it, greasy grace. No. We're to live now a life of purity, a life that will bring honor and glory to God. Are we going to be perfect? No. Are we going to make mistakes? Yes. But you don't stay in that position no more. You get up and say, God, forgive me, cleanse me, and move forward. Can I get an amen? Amen. Look what Peter wrote in his epistle here. Look at this. In 2 Peter 1:1-3. Look at this. Simon Peter, a bondservant, apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who obtain like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now look how he opens this up. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. See, in other words, as you are growing in the word, God is giving you more grace to go through. Can I get an amen? More grace to understand his mind. Grace to understand who he is. When we were kids, we didn't understand this because we had no biblical knowledge of him. But guess what? He has all brought us back to school. Can I get an amen? And guess what? Fall in love with it. Because it's all about Jesus. It's not about taking a test and submit it and bring it up here when you're done. No. It's about learning who he is in your life. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Look at this. And his divine power has given to us all things. Say that with me. All things that pertain to life, your life, my life. He has given us all things. My goodness. That pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. You see, I need you to turn to your neighbor who you're sitting with and say, God has called you. And say, don't end there. To give you his knowledge and virtue. Come on, give God a shout. Just give him a shout of praise. You see, saints, faith is based on knowledge. You can't have faith for healing if you're unsure of what the Bible says about sickness and disease. When we meditate on healing scriptures, we are increasing our knowledge of God's desire to heal us. Can I get an amen? His desire is to heal us. We called upon the name of the Lord. And what? He raised up your brother. From a coma. They were already counting them out. They were counting out Carlos. They were counting out a lot of folks we know. Can I get an amen? My goodness. So saints, listen to this. As our faith grows, we will receive what God promises us. Look at this. What it says right here, it's emphasized right up here. All things that pertain to life. All things. Let me ask this question. Do you believe that healing pertains to your life? All things. All things. And so, let's look at number two. What's God's medicine? Take two Tylenol and call me in the morning?
His word.
Look at this. In the word, if you don't seek out the scriptures, you won't know how to apply his word to your life, because his word is the healing substance in this world. Can I get amen? So look at Proverbs 4 right up here. Proverbs 4:20. Look at this. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Look at this. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all what? To all flesh. Let me read that again. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings, meaning read his word, study his word, believe his word, apply his word. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Wow. That could sum it up, just that alone. But there's so many scriptures that is medicine to your soul. Can I get an amen? Look at this in Exodus right up here. Quick trivia question. Who wrote Exodus? Moses, of course. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah thy God, and will do what is right in his eyes, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have put on the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah that healeth thee. Can I get an amen on that one? You see, I've learned this, and I could only share this with you with my own personal experience, but as a believer, there have been times, I've been walking by only God's grace for 34 years, 35 now. But there were times that I walked in rebellion. It was a short period of time. And let me tell you, he let me know. This is not for you to walk in again. This is for not you no more. I've delivered you from this. And he allowed conditions to come upon me that shook me. And I was saying, oh my gosh, thank you, God. Thank you for revealing how much you love me. Because the Bible says that he will chastise those who are his. You see, in these verses, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, tells how to take his word as medicine. Read his word over and over. Oh God, help me to keep my eyes on you. Help me not depart from you. Help me in my heart to trust you and obey you, God. You see, saints, we have to pay more attention to what is written in the Bible than all these commercials that we see on TV. Every 10 out of 20 commercials are pharmaceutical. This is for that. But if you have these conditions that follow that, then this is for that. And then, what would it, you're having those effects with that. Well, then we got this for those. And the list goes on. Next time, next thing you know, you're walking and not in your right mind no more. Wow. Things of God, if you are fighting for your life, it doesn't matter what's in USA Today, what's on Fox or CNN News, or the so-called experts. We need to feed on the Word. Can I get amen? Amen. That's what's going to heal us. That's what's going to deliver us. Number three, let's look at this. God's plan. What's His plan? His plan that we would walk in good health. We just read good health. What else? That our soul would prosper. Because Jesus saw what the enemy came to do. Did you know that the enemy don't love you? He will deceive you. Look at John 10:10. Look at this. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more what? Abundantly. You see, there's a plan of the wicked and there's a plan of God. And how many would rather follow God's plan? He's got the better PPO and HMO. Can I get an amen? Amen? Well, that's right. I'm not knocking your doctor. Some of them God has saved. I've had a doctor pray for my foot. I remember working at Western Lumber, and I was walking up against these plywood, and a sticker went right through my foot. I mean, it went through the shoe, and my foot got infected. And so the company sent me to the hospital. And I was not yet a believer yet. And I will never forget, this orthopedic surgeon who was hired by the company saw my foot. He goes, before I do anything, can I pray for your foot? Amen. I never had anyone pray for me like that. And let alone this was a doctor. He prayed for my foot. And I was just like watching him like, I wasn't like this, yeah, Lord, Jesus. No, I was like. Why am I even letting him do this? You know what, saints? Little did I know, he was planting a seed of hope in me. Amen. He was planting a seed that God is even greater than him. That's right. That he was going to do the practical. He was believing that God was going to do the supernatural. And praise God, God did heal up the side of my foot. Thank God that no gangrene or nothing like that set in. Or no MRSA. Anything like that. It healed up quickly, and I was back to work. But I'll never forget the moment a doctor prayed for me. When's the last time a doctor prayed for you? If he does pray for you, he's going to give you a list of prescriptions. He's going to pray, I hope none of these kill you. Lord, have mercy. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. And so God's plan for our life is abundant life. Can I get amen? Amen? Sickness and premature death are from Satan and absolutely not from God. Can I get amen? Amen? If you can ever think that God is the cause of your sickness, you are deceived and won't pray to be healed. Oh, God must be doing this. No. God allows those things so that you could run to Him again. Can I get amen? Amen. He doesn't get tired of you running to Him. He wants us to run to Him. You know why? Because he's our best and only option. You see, this is what he said up here. Look at this. In Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me just ask this. Why does he say on earth as it is in heaven? Come on. Say that again. Come up here and finish the sermon, sister. God's raising up that sister. She hungers and thirsts. Hallelujah. You need someone to pray? You call that sister. She'll drop hat and go pray. Can I get amen?
Yes, she does.
God's raising her up for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You know, every fellowship that I've been a part of, there's always been that certain few that just are madly in love with Jesus, and they'll go do anything to do for God. Anything. They'll call you up at 10 o'clock at night and say, I need two people to be baptized in the freezing cold. Let me just say this. As I hung up the phone, I said, Lord, you have a whole lot of character in you, God. But because of that faith that she had, and because of the obedience that I had, I could have said, well, bring them tomorrow. They're here today praising God. Come on. Come on. The Bible says faith without works is what? Dead. You got to allow the faith to come alive. You got to take action to that faith. Can I get amen? Come on. I love what Brother Felipe says. Brother Felipe, he says, come on, Jesus. Shama. He follows it with Shama. So she answered that question. There is no sickness in heaven. There is no poverty in heaven. There is no mental disease in heaven. There is no social assistance in heaven. Can I get amen? And so God wants to be your all in all. God wants to be the bishop and lover of your soul. God wants to raise you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to heal you. God wants to protect you. God wants to lead you. God wants to do all these things that we cannot do for ourselves. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And you got to defer everything to God in your life. Say, God, I can't do this no longer. God, I need you to help me. You need help with your children? Give them to God. You need help in your marriage? Give it to God. You need help in your finances? Give it to God. Come on, God has the answers. God will show you His mercy, His grace, His love, His kindness. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so, we prayed in many hospital rooms, right? And there's always their report. They always got a report. Well, it looks like the brain waves are done. We can't even see brain waves no more. And you know all this. Listen, we need to look at this right up here and believe God's report.
Come on.
Can I get amen? Because Isaiah backs it up. Look at this in Isaiah 53:1-5. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should what? Desire him. Look at verse 3 right up here. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and what? We did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten by God and afflicted. Now look at this in verse 5. But he was wounded. Say that with me. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Have we opened up with this scripture? The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Can I get an amen? So, right up here, who has believed our report? Who? Who has believed our report? When battling sickness, saints of God, and you are faced with two reports. First is the doctor's report. And they can have like 25 pages. And it's all blueprint printed out. It's already on their data. Oh, so this, he probably has this, this, and this, and that. Let's hit this button, and then out comes their report. Wow. Secondly, you have the report of the Lord, which says, by his stripes we're healed. What's a little more tougher to receive? His God's report or the doctor's report? You know what? Unfortunately, sometimes we bypass God's report. So, I look at this. Are you going to believe the symptoms in your body and the report from your doctor? Because guess what? People that say have this autoimmune disease, which is what? Like diabetes. It's now cut and paste with them. Metformin, we'll start you off with that. Okay, then as the condition worsens, we're going to give you now insulin. But they don't tell you how to get to the root cause. You know what the root cause? Change your diet. Quick little story here. Yolanda and I, we ran into this older Filipino lady who was a nurse for, she was like in her 70s, and then she was with her niece. And we were just chatting with them. And you know what she told me that was really startling? Because we talked about diabetes. You know, I told her that, yeah, you know, every now and then you get that neuropathy, you get all this and that, you get all these things that come with that. It comes automatically. And so this is what she said to me. She goes, I have 7 brothers and sisters. We all grew up in the Philippines. She goes, when we were all living in the Philippines, none of us had diabetes. And so she came to America, and then two of her siblings came too. Within a year's time, they all developed diabetes. And so she said, and finally came to an understanding, anything that you open in a box, anything that you open in a bag, anything that you have that like gluten, the stuff that's in bread, all that stuff, she goes, it turns immediately into sugar. And then all of a sudden, you get sugar laden, and then your pancreas gives up on making insulin, and then you become what's called pre-diabetes state, and then eventually it goes into full blown. And then she said another startling thing. She goes, drive around your malls, like the one around the mall here. There is fast food everywhere and a pharmacy. So, there is a plan from the enemy to get us sick, to get on these things, and those pharmaceuticals are in bed with the doctors. If you're going to get really good health treatment from like Dr. Welby, MD, remember? He would come and doctor, remember Marcus Welby, MD? You're not going to get that no more. Those days are over. Those days are over. So, question, will you believe the word of the Lord?
Amen.
Will you believe in the word of the Lord? I want you to see this for a moment. We're going to go up to this verse right here. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him, stricken him, smitten by God, and afflicted. In this verse, the Hebrew words for griefs and sorrows are this right up here. Look at this. Choli and Mokom. The literally translation for these words is sickness and pain. And the Hebrew word for born is nasa. It means to lift up, to carry. So what did Jesus do? He came to lift it from us and carry it away. Can I get an amen? You got to believe God came to lift up our diseases, to carry it away. We have to believe what he is doing, what he will do if you cry out to him. Praise God. Fifthly, let's look at this. God's redemption. God's redemption. How many believe that we've been redeemed?
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb?
Yes.
And by the word of what?
Our testimony.
So look at this. Paul wrote to the Galatian church. He wrote this. Look at this right up here in Galatians 3:11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Okay, who are the just? You. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are the just. And you know what that means? Because of Jesus' blood, it's just as if you've never sinned.
Hallelujah.
What a deal. What a deal. This is not let's make a deal. This is the deal. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Can I get amen?
Amen?
You see, in the fall of man, when Adam and Eve sinned, a curse came upon mankind. And it has trickled down to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You know what the law says? You must die because of your sin. Jesus stepped over that law and said, you will live because of me. Can I get an amen? We will live because of Christ and him alone. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. He became a curse. When you look at the cross like this, when you see him visually, you can spiritually see him on the cross. He took the curse of man upon himself. He broke the curse from us. We are no longer under the curse. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, we are no longer under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. And he's the one that hung on that tree for us. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, you and I, in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through what? Faith. Faith. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, under the old covenant, the only way to receive blessings of Deuteronomy 28 was by keeping all God's commandments. And God knew we couldn't keep them all. Jesus had to come. And look what Jesus, this is how what he did for us. Right up here, look at this. In Galatians 3:11, but that no one is justified by the law and the sign of God is evident. For the just shall what?
Live by faith.
We have eternal life with Christ because of the faith that we have in Christ Jesus. He took the curse from us. Sickness, disease, premature death were never intended for the righteous. Can I get amen?
Amen.
The curse of the law is for those who are not righteous before God. There are people that are not righteous before him. These are unbelievers. These are people that will perish one day unless they repent. But here's the goodness of God. He gives mankind time. We don't know when he's going to say enough time for you. But I'm here to let you know, if you're listening on Facebook and YouTube, if you're here, he's coming soon. Don't play with God. If he's calling you to repent, then you need to give your heart to him today. The Bible says, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. And God forbid anyone that doesn't know God gets hit by a Mack truck tomorrow. But God sees tomorrow. All we have is today. Lord, help us. Because this is what he did for you. I need you guys to get this sunk into your spirit regarding healing, regarding what he has done for us. Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And so now when God sees you from heaven, he doesn't look at your sin no more. How many so blessed he doesn't look at your sin? He doesn't. He sees the righteousness of God upon your life. So the blood has covered you. He doesn't see that sin. And you know what he does with our sin? He casts it from the east to the west. And guess what else he says? I remember your sin no more. What? Oh, we can remind each other real well. I remember what you used to do. Oh, we're like that, but he's not like that with us. Can I get an amen? Amen? It's only through faith in Jesus we become perfect, whole, blameless in God's sight. It's through the blood. In the book of Romans, some Jews try to obtain righteousness by their own good deeds. I don't care. You could be goody, good, good two-shoes all day long. Unless you've been born of God, you're not going to receive his blessings. You need to be born again. You need to be washed in the blood. You need to repent of your sins. Can I get an amen? The first thing that must come to someone that he's drawing to himself is a heart of repentance. Without that, you're not going to receive nothing. Look at what it says right here in Romans. We're coming in for a close. I'm starting to smell that law already. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, this is the Jews, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. You see, it is God. It's Jesus. It's him alone. Say that with me. It is Jesus alone.
It is Jesus alone.
One more time. It is Jesus alone, that will remove my sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And I believe we have one more yes before we close. How many love God's blessings? Huh? How many love God's blessings? Don't we love God's blessings? Look at this. God wrote this through Moses, and it still pertains to us today. Did you know that Jesus is the same what? Yesterday, today, and forever? Do you know that God changes not? Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Praise God. Look at this right up here in Deuteronomy. Now, it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of what? Of the earth. And look at this. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the what? Country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. How does that pertain to us today? Everything that God has allowed in your life your marriage, your children, your job, your place of abode, it all comes from Him. And we need to acknowledge Him. Can I get an amen? You need to acknowledge Him. And so I'm going to close with this. It's right up here. Look at this. I want all of us to repeat this. Repeat it with me. This is a declaration of faith. Today. Can I get an amen? Amen. Let's read this all together. Jesus, redeem me from the curse of the law. And I walk in all the blessings of God. These blessings include divine health. I refuse to allow sickness to come on me. I overcome all sickness and disease through the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come on, give God a shout. Give Him a shout of praise. Woo, thank you, God. And so, saints, I need us to just pray for certain members that are part of Amazing Grace. I'm not going to call their name out and then share what they're going through, but that we would just pray. Can I get an amen? And pray for your family members right now. We're going to pray for people just in general right now. We don't have to get explicit or precise, but let's just be general right now. With praying right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I pray right now that you would destroy the sickness, the mental sickness, the physical sickness, the spiritual sickness from all our lives. Not just Amazing Grace, but to all those who call upon your name, all your children. Lord Jesus, we cry out right now for the lost, those who don't know you, those who need a Savior. Lord God, we come together in the unity of the faith to trust and believe that you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever think and hope and ask for. We ask God this day to do the miraculous in the lives of people that are yours and that are soon to be yours. Oh God, give all of us the grace to live out this race that we would know that you are the soon coming King. We bless you in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a shout.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.